are joined now by the Conservative MP for Peterborough. Is it fair to say former PPS at this point, Stuart Jackson?
Well, it's a movable feast, Sean, and from the tenor of the debate, I think the mood of the House is definitely in favour of the motion, and for that reason and for many other reasons, I'll be voting for it, and I expect to be fired by the Chief Whip later today for supporting the motion to have a referendum on Britain's involvement with the European Union.
Well, interestingly, the Prime Minister said he shares your aims, i.e. the rebels' aims, but it's a question of means and ends.
Well, I think he could have expressed things in a different way, in that he could have downgraded the whip and had a free vote and allowed an honest, open, well-informed debate on the European Union issue, taken some of the conflict and discord out of the debate. And I think he would have got kudos from the public, as would the whole party and, in fact, the institution of Parliament. And I'm very sorry that our constituents are looking on a situation where all three major party leaders are imposing a three-line whip on a fair and open debate on the European Union.
So is this you done with the Cameroon government?
No, not at all. I'm totally behind the government and will support the government on things like school, on welfare reforms, deficit reduction and many other reforms. But I do feel that we have a bond of trust with the electorate. They've trusted us to ask them about what is becoming a fundamental transfer of powers to the European Union. And I cannot renege on that bond of trust I have with my own constituents in Peterborough. And my country and my constituency comes before my party.
Talk to me about how you think it's been handled by Number 10, the Prime Minister's former press secretary, the Conservative MP for Camborne and Redruth, George Eustace, says that it's been very badly handled. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I think the whips are in a very difficult position. They don't want to be in a situation where they're cajoling members to vote against something that they, I think, believe in many respects. There isn't the bitterness that there was in the 90s, because I think we are an established, we have a consensus as a Eurosceptic party, yeah. And then it was much more sort of theological and almost religious, the division between the two sides of the party. Nevertheless, it could have been handled better. Yeah. You would have had 40 MPs giving good speeches. The Prime Minister and the Foreign Secretary could have gone with the Queen to Australia, and it wouldn't have got any column inches. And I'm sorry, it's become a focus point of dissension in the party.
Well, look, very lastly then, could you describe your feelings towards David Cameron, whether he and your government have let voters down, and also whether you'd be willing to rejoin if, as expected at the time of recording, rejoin the government once you've been sacked later?
Obviously that's for the Prime Minister, and I don't personally criticise the Prime Minister. He's got an incredibly tough job, with the possibility of treaty changes, the possibility of the creation of a new fiscal union, problems with the French government, and the overall Eurozone crisis is very, very difficult for him. But I think he needs to keep the trust and the faith of the British people, and one way of restoring the integrity of politics would have been to have allowed a free vote on this issue, and I'm sad that that hasn't happened.